This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, allowing you, of course, to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, if you want to Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to call in regular, like on your phone, you can call us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the U.S. attorney has filed a 200-page memorandum in federal courts, appeals court specifically, in the Ross Ulbricht case, the man who is serving the rest of his life in prison, two life sentences apparently, for running a website called The Silk Road. We'll give you the latest on The Silk Road case. Plus, are Muslim Americans more likely to reject violence than many groups in America? That's what one study is saying. The Foundation for Economic Education has that story. We'll share that with you as well. But to start things out here tonight, we're going to talk about a professor, a college professor, who is rejecting Marxism after traveling the globe, saying socialism doesn't work. And this is the case with a lot of people who are kind of stuck in academia. They don't really know what the real world is like.
Well, they also, they're very hierarchical, right? Like, so they've got the department head, and then they've got the professors. That's where they are. Then there's the student aides is, the graduate students or
teachers assistants.
Yeah, the ones that do the work, you know, those folks.
Yep.
And then the students, right? So it's very top down. Socialism makes sense to them. They get the money in, and they really don't have to do anything, any work. They don't work directly for money. And
they're not trying to get the students in the classroom. They're not out there hitting the streets trying to sell education to people. They just show up to work and collect their paychecks. And that must be pretty nice. You know, I don't blame anybody for liking that lifestyle. But to believe that the rest of the world is exactly the same way is just not the case. And so the academics are shielded from the realities of what the rest of us do to sell our products or services to the marketplace. These guys don't have to do that. Story from Kate Hardiman over at thecollegefix.com. At least one professor in America does not feel the burn. University of Massachusetts Dartmouth professor Jack Stoddard says his political and ideological conversion away from socialism and Marxism occurred when he actually witnessed these systems in action. After traveling to more than 110 countries to pursue various forms of research, most notably cultural anthropology, Stoddard described his conversion from Marxism as a process of disillusionment. He said, quote, "I gradually became disenchanted with Marxism by visiting many of the countries that had tried to shape their societies to conform to its doctrines. I was disillusioned by the realities I saw in socialist countries, the USSR, Eastern Europe, China, Cuba, etc." He wrote in an email to the College Fix saying further, quote, "I came to recognize that socialism doesn't work and that its revolutionary imposition inevitably leads to cruelty, injustice, and the loss of freedom."
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell people. I'm surprised it takes folks this long.
Well, in his case, he had to go and see it for himself.
Remember the reporter, the Latino reporter that was attempting to interview Bernie Sanders and
talk to him about
Venezuela.
And Sanders wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, Sanders just wouldn't talk about how socialism hasn't worked in these Latin American countries. Now, he's talking about a slightly different type of socialism, but, you know, when you put the government in charge and give them monopoly status in a particular area, that's what socialism is. And the United States has that in plenty of areas, right? Like socialists love to tell you, well, what about Social Security? Well, yeah, let's talk about Social Security.
Socialist program.
It's the worst performing investment you could possibly have. The only value it has is that you can shove somebody's face in and say, you're going to do this. You're going to do this or I'm going to kill you. And that's what it comes down to. Because Social Security, if you're, for instance, like me and you have your own business or what, you have to file on your own. Well, they, they're going to take the Social Security, the retirement tax or whatever, out of your paycheck, out of your, you know, they're going to charge you right there. And if you choose not to pay that money, they're going to ultimately come after you. You don't file those tax forms, you're going to jail.
No, not always. There are some people who
there's lots of people, millions of people in America that don't file and get away with it. But if they feel like it, they can use that against you.
Sure.
And it is ultimately.
They can go after you anytime they want if they feel like it.
Sure.
He says, I could see the same pattern in the many failed left-wing revolutions of Latin America and elsewhere. By combining actual travel with the historical study of socialism and revolution, I succeeded in disabusing myself of the utopian notions that fatally attract people to leftist ideas. Unquote. Re-embracing his western farming and ranching homes of Colorado and New Mexico also helped solidify Stauder's rejection of leftist ideals. He said, quote, returning to my roots also helped my transition away from the leftist ideology that exists in the intellectual atmosphere of university life.
Yeah, university love that stuff.
By spending my summers in the Southwest in the company of rural working people, farmers and ranchers, I developed perspectives on the real world very different from those that prevail in the academic world. Unquote. Academic institutions are breeding grounds for leftist liberals, according to, or leftist ideas, rather, according to Stauder, as academics in general are intellectuals and hence susceptible to ideologies, he said. Further, quote, the people seem to feel the need to believe in something, and when intellectuals abandon traditional religion, as most have done, they tend to seek substitutes. This comes back to something I was talking with Rich Paul about the other day, is how the state really is a religion. It is very, very similar to, and it has the trappings of many religions. You've got the idea of this thing that exists that, you know, there's not really any hard evidence for. The state doesn't have a physical existence.
It's non-corporeal.
Right. People get confused by the terminology, and to some extent this benefits the state. The idea, of course, is of the state is a group of men and women who are using a monopoly on violence to achieve their goals, to reward their friends and to punish their enemies, usually costing you when you pay them to do this. But ultimately, the state is just an idea. It's not the plot of land. It's not the trees growing out of the ground that are writing the ticket that says the state of New Hampshire versus Mark Edge. And that's not the plot of land. It's not this inanimate thing that's coming at you.
Sure.
The state is something that people have thought up. It's just an idea.
It's an organization.
They speak of themselves as though they are it, that they are the state, that they're not an individual. The judge, perfect example of it, is a judge in a courtroom. They won't refer to themselves as me or I. They'll say things like, the court. And they'll say, well, the court says blah, 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 or the court thinks blah, 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 or the court this and that. So they talk about themselves or the state, this larger idea, as a third person, like as though that they are separate from this or that they're inherently part of it.
Well, they do that. I agree with you. But ultimately what the state is an organization. So it's as real as any organization. It's an organizational model. And, you know, it's an organizational model built on the concept of monopoly. Now, it will claim to break monopolies while maintaining its own.
That's correct.
And it is simply a service organization. A service organization with the most amazing brand loyalty you could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah, you can't buy it, that's for sure.
People will die for this brand. Right. You fly that flag in the air, you get whips in the breeze, and they just get all swoony. This is a service organization. They're supposed to provide you with protection, which I can see. People tend to like the protectors. There's no doubt about it. But let's not forget that the protectors in this case of the United States government, I can't really speak to others. There's plenty of them out there that should be chastened in this way. But the United States government often creates the problems that it then uses its military that's supposed to protect us to solve.
That's correct.
So you can't really create a problem, then solve the problem, and then say, look at me! The hero, you know, you're not.
Oh, it seems to work for them, though.
It's agreed. The brand loyalty is something you cannot deny when it comes to the state, but this is just a service organization. And in the case of Social Security, we were just talking about, they provide a service of retirement. Now, there's retirement programs all over the place, and they provide returns that are significantly higher. The return for Social Security is about 1% on average per person. But because you have to pay it, and people know that they're ultimately going to get your money, they like that part. They really, really into that. They like taking money from other people because there are classes of people that die earlier than other classes of people. Right? Like, poor people die earlier, black people die earlier, men die earlier. There's, for every one rich white woman out there getting Social Security, three poor black men had to die to
get it. Well, the reason why people are willing to die for the service organization is because it's more like a religion than it is any other organization.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls toll free about whatever's on your mind. Talking about socialism and the love for socialism that they have in the halls of academia. And one academic, one professor who has traveled the world at this point, he finally got out of his classroom, got into the real world, visited some Latin American countries as well as elsewhere around the globe, Cuba and the U.S., former USSR, and he's seen a lot, I guess, and it has disillusioned him, as he says, to the ideas of socialism. We'll continue, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
If you've missed the health care deadline and you don't have any form of health care coverage right now, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled and just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, or, you know, you think it's too expensive, Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. For our family, it was just a bit over half of insurance cost. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or just go to libertyhealthshare.org. And you can request a free estimate there. It's not any kind of, you know, commitment. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up the Albuquerque voters. They're the one that voted to vote the red light cameras down.
Oh, really?
Vote them down, do you mean voting down the removal or voting to take them down?
All right, good question.
Well, the thing is, we had a ballot question whether we should keep the red light cameras or remove them, and then 30,000 more voters said they want them taken down. So it was like 17,000, like myself, that wanted them on. Mm-hmm. And there was like 20,000 that voted to take them down. And
thank goodness.
People, I hate those things.
People can now drive safer on the streets of Albuquerque. And it's very rare that the voters will actually make the right choice for freedom. But in this particular case, they certainly did. And you're upset, Sarah. You want more tickets to be written. You want more drivers to be inconvenienced. You want more drivers to be harassed, even though they're driving safely, right?
Well, you know something? I just kind of feel that all the ones that got the tickets, the traffic violators, they're the ones that came out in troves. You know, because it's like having a stick in your shoes, you know, that it's hurting you. So
they're being abused.
That's one of the things about democracy, Sarah. The people that are going to benefit, in this case, they'll benefit by not getting a ticket. But those are the people that show up. So when you have, like, say, a school board election or something like that, you never see anybody show up for that stuff because it's like, man, you know, what's the big deal?
Right.
But I can tell you who shows up. The teachers, the school bureaucrats, everybody who's getting a paycheck, they show up. So there's not that many people getting a paycheck off these red light cameras.
Well, don't worry, Sarah. There's still plenty of places in the country that have red light cameras, and you can go and move into those cities and feel great about it. Good luck out there. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I say right on to the people of Albuquerque. Presuming Sarah's numbers were accurate, it's frequently the case she has called in and has just basically been making numbers up out of thin air. So who really knows? I suspect that she was at the very least correct that the red light cameras had lost, that they had been voted down. I suspect she's probably right about that, but you know, who knows about the numbers themselves. Anyway, welcome to the program here. You can bring up anything you want, as Sarah just did. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, though, Mark, usually when it comes to these elections, it is the people who stand to benefit from the state's existence who are more likely to turn out, which is why I'm surprised with this particular result. Because normally it is the school board employees who come out and vote in favor of larger budgets. It is the city employees who come out and vote for more city programs and state programs and things like that. So to some extent, they are absolutely voting to perpetuate themselves. And that's part of the problem with the anarchists who refuse to participate within the system, believing that somehow by not voting, they're sticking it to the man. Ultimately, as long as you continue to pay for the system, you aren't sticking anything to anyone. You're right. Just talking S on the internet and making yourself sound like you're doing something when in point of fact, you're actually doing nothing and acting like it's a big deal.
Every election that rolls by, because of the nature of my Facebook feed, I'm getting people that say, vote for nobody, mm-hmm. or voting is perpetuating the system, or a variety of things. Now, when I ask them, can you please provide evidence? This is a movement of reason. We in the Liberty Movement believe in reason. And with reason, you need to support your argument with facts. Can you please provide the facts that voting perpetuates the system? Because the system, I think we'd all agree, is getting bigger all the time.
That's
and
right.
In every election I've seen so far, in the area that election is held, fewer than half the people in that area vote. Even
correct.
In the most voted in election, I think, was 2012 with Barack Obama. It might have been 2008. But that was the most voted in election. And at that point, more than half of the people registered to vote voted.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not over half of the people.
Correct.
So more than half the people have not voted in every election of my lifetime, and the government has grown. If we are going to say that voting, if we're going to make the ridiculous, unfounded statement that voting perpetuates the system, then you need to look at the possibility that not voting, in fact, perpetuates the system also. Because I can provide evidence, at the very least. It may not be causative evidence, but it's correlative evidence. A person who claims that voting perpetuates the system has no evidence whatever, not one stitch that they have provided me. I have debated luminaries on this basis, and I have yet to find one of them that makes an argument for that voting perpetuates the system. I will agree that people who spend a bunch of time thinking about voting could be spending that time thinking about other things. But
sure,
frankly, I think about all kinds of dumb things. So if I spend time thinking about voting, who cares?
It's just another dumb thing.
It's just another dumb thing
right.
that I'm thinking about.
It's not
Would
to
you rather me think be thinking about Farmville, you know?
Right. It's not to suggest that voting is particularly useful, that I'm going to bat for the voting system or anything like that. I'm not. Look, the best excuse against voting is just that you got better things to do.
Yeah,
I
get it.
You're doing productive things. You're spending time with your friends, your family, you know, whatever it is. You're taking a walk.
I will point out that I went. I had to go down to Florida for some legal work down there.
Yeah.
During at the same time, and I didn't have a choice. At the same time that they were holding a town hall meeting in my town. And something that I was against passed by
one
vote. If I would have been there and I would have voted against it, and also my wife, it would have been voted down.
True. Voting can make a difference, especially on a local level here in New Hampshire, which is why I continue to do it. But not because I think that it's going to destroy the system if I don't participate, because they will always participate.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free, join us. We're talking about voting. A college professor who's disillusioned with socialism after having gotten out of the classroom. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
When you say gotten out of the classroom, is he no longer teaching, or he just has left the classroom to go look at the world and then come back?
I can't tell you for sure. I do know that he said here he's sort of re-embraced his farming traditions in his family, so I don't know if that means he's left the teaching world or is a part-timer or whatever. But regardless, it's an interesting story in how people can still change. They can still learn over time when they're open enough to new experiences.
Well, hopefully you can learn from information that's provided to you.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know,
it's harder as you get older.
Well, but I think just still in general, when someone tells you something, it's harder to really internalize that versus actually experiencing it for yourself. Unfortunately, I mean, I would love it to be that way because then I'm sure I would have listened to more people or vice versa. People would have listened to me and then, you know, you don't have to say I told you so later on down the line if they actually did listen. But usually in my experience, people don't listen to advice unless they ask for it. But even then, you know, they're still going to go out and they're going to bang their head up against the wall, so to speak, the brick wall of the state or the whatever issue might happen to be. They're going to have to learn the hard way. It just seems the way people are. That's been my experience.
Yeah, well, you know, good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment.
Yes, and there's been good experience that a lot of people have had with Bitcoin. Now, this is an alternative. You don't have to be a free market person or a socialist or whoever to appreciate Bitcoin. This is a non-political currency. It is not involving the state. No government created Bitcoin. In fact, a lot of governments are upset that it exists because it gives you, the individual, the power and control over your own money. And that is a way to really strike at the root, to strike at the core of the power of the state. Because one of the state's greatest assets is its ability to print out money. But one thing they can't generally do in most places is stop you from having an alternative to their money. So they haven't at some points in time and in some countries done that. But right now, in a lot of places in the world, you're not prohibited from having alternatives like gold, silver, and now Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. So learn more about Bitcoin. The price right now today, it's incredible. It's been just going up. I think it's gone up over $300 in 1 month. It's been just an amazing ride over the last few weeks. Price right now is
good time to have been in Bitcoin right now.
Yeah, right around $767. And, you know, this could still be the low end. People might see that and they might balk and they'll say, $767? I can't afford that. Well, that's okay. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin if you go to one of the Bitcoin vending machines, for instance.
This is truly an area where if Bitcoin, and I don't know, but maybe, you know, who knows where Bitcoin's going to be next year. If it's quintupled in value and you put $1 in, you'll have $5 at that time.
Or it could go to zero and you might lose everything.
It seems unlikely that Bitcoin would. It seems pretty well established.
It does. It does. And that's one of the reasons why I'm holding on to it.
It seems more likely that dollars will go to zero than it does Bitcoin, to
yeah,
me.
At this point, sure.
Because, you know, Bitcoin is scarce. It has the value of the mathematics behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It has proven itself over the course of
7 years.
Seven? Is it just seven? I was thinking it might be a little
09.
Longer than that.
What's started that? In early 09. Okay.
So over the course of 7 years, that's a pretty long time for people to be able to hack at it and see what transpires. And it's working. The dollar, we know, diminishes in value every single year. And we can look at history and we can look at fiat currencies. Those are currencies issued by government.
They all fail at some point.
Not backed by anything.
Yeah.
And they all ultimately return to their value, which is the value of a sheet of paper.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started. Learn more about it at Bitcoin.com as we continue here with a guy who was a teacher for a long time, a college professor. He may still be. But anyway, he's speaking out about how he's now disillusioned when it comes to the idea of socialism from actually having gone around the world and physically observed what things are like in some of these socialist countries. He said that further going back to farming also helped him transition away from the leftist ideology that exists in the intellectual atmosphere of university life, connecting with, you know, farmers and ranchers, people who are working in the real world, not in this sort of dome, this isolated area of academia, made a difference for him. He said that academic institutions are breeding grounds for leftist ideals, and that academics in general are intellectuals and hence susceptible to ideologies. So they're tending to seek a substitute because if they've abandoned traditional religion, they'll embrace something else. Seems like a lot of people do want to have something larger than them to believe in, even if they are an atheist. Like a lot of atheists believe fully in the idea of the state. And I don't think they realize how similar that really is to traditional world religion.
Well, a lot of people will claim that libertarians like us have used the ideas of liberty, that they're faith-based. And to some extent, that's true because we look at the evidence that has been presented throughout history and around the world, and we draw conclusions from that. So we haven't seen really seen governments that are of the non-coercive model. So people will say, it's never worked in the course of human history.
So we shouldn't try new things.
Right. That's not a good argument for what I should be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's an argument for what you should do. And all I've ever asked you people is for you to leave me alone to try something new. So libertarians are essentially the atheists of the state religions.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
Right. They're the people that say, look, I don't believe this. Please leave me alone. They're not saying, we hate you, you're stupid. Well, some of them are. but what they're saying is like, look, go about your business, do your government stuff, and leave me alone. Can I not opt out of this program or at that program? And the answer is no. Well, the answer is a resounding no, because right. The state cannot function without coercion.
Yeah, they have to have your obedience.
And by coercion, I mean the threat of sticking a gun in somebody's face right. And demanding their money. Now, they don't actually stick the gun in your face, but they will, if that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, they don't want to lose their control, and if they let somebody go and be free, then they feel they're afraid that others are going to do the same thing, because ultimately a lot of people don't like the state, but they do begrudgingly submit because they're afraid. Because the state is a truly evil religion that will use violence against you. You know, we're told that we need to be afraid of the Muslims. You need to be afraid of those Muslims. They're going to kill you. Now, of course, we've talked about there's a news story we have here tonight, but we've interviewed Will Coley before from Muslims for Liberty. Foundation for Economic Education says Muslim Americans are more likely to reject violence than many groups. There's one group that embraces violence. There's one religion that embraces violence across the board, and that's the religion of the state. These people will use violence against you if you don't believe in them and you don't go along with it. If you go along with it, you cannot believe in them. Like, you can disbelieve in the state so long as you pay taxes, so long as you jump right. through the hoops, as you get your permits, you be an obedient little serf. They don't care what you actually believe.
Right.
But you can't be allowed to disbelieve and not obey.
You as a serf can, you know, do your work in the fields for the sovereign, and everything will be fine. You can yikety-yak
about it.
You can complain about sure. how you shouldn't have to give X amount of your labor
that
to the
dirty,
king
blah, blah, blah.
Just because the king has a castle there yeah. and claims to protect us when the bad people come around. You can complain about it, but you can't do anything about it. You can't choose not to participate. If you do, that's when you go in the stocks.
When asked about the current bias in academia, Stoddard, this professor who's disillusioned by socialism, pointed to the overwhelming amount of research confirming a leftist bias. He says academia has developed its own culture, a subset of the wider elite culture of the new upper class. As in all cultures, pressures exist to conform one's thoughts and actions, and those who do not conform tend to be marginalized or suppressed. Though it may be challenging, Stoddard encourages professors simply to, quote, be individuals, seek the truth, and stand by it.
Well, you know, it's interesting he says that the upper class are leftist. Well, the upper class is more likely to have gone to university, mm-hmm. and university is more likely to employ leftist socialist professors. I wonder if it's the chicken or the egg on this one.
Toll-free number for you to share your thoughts with us here. We're here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of your...
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program here with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you like that we're talking about the ideas of liberty here 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live, then you can get behind our program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You just go to that site, then you can click in to pay with PayPal, with any major credit card, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website to get you signed up as an amplifier. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live to help us get the message of liberty onto more radio stations around the country. Because people need to hear this stuff, and we're the only show at the level that we're at, you know, with more than 170 radio stations that's promoting a principled message of liberty on national radio. So please, help us out. Become an amplifier. Get perks, access to, like, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. Go get the details, and please, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Andrew's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Yes, hello. So I'm not listening. We don't get it here in Snowflake, Arizona. We got a bunch of so-called conservatives out here. And the issue that I come up with in debate with people is that if someone believes in the non-aggression principle, or they believe in anarcho-capitalism, They may say, oh, my brother-in-law, I'm an anarchist. I was like, oh, don't you still pay your income tax, or you allow them to take it from you? And he's like, yeah, I'm an anarchist. I'm like, no, you're not. You may believe in it theoretically, but of course you're not. You're still a slave, just like myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't know if this is an argument you guys run into a lot.
No, I don't know that I agree with your premise. So, if a person believes, so they use the term anarchist. I think it's a poor word generally, because it's better described as an autoarchist, a person who believes in self-rule. However, you know, I get that people don't use it that way, and fine. So, well, let's just go with the terminology as they choose to use it.
But it has a negative connotation when you say anarchist as opposed to...
Right, that word is ruined to my mind, but fine,
yeah.
So it exists, and people use it. The fact that they believe that the government should, you know, that an organization should not claim monopoly privilege over people's lives in a given geographic area, well, I agree with them in that sense, and the fact that they pay taxes simply... I don't think it disqualifies them from calling themselves an anarchist or an autoarchist or a libertarian or a voluntarist.
I agree.
Or whatever terminology.
You can be enslaved physically, but your mind can be free.
Oh, okay. You got a good point. I mean, it's all semantics anyway. Now, what do you? Go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll let me add here that I think that what really matters is, are you willing to do something? Because there are a lot of people out there who are intellectually libertarian or anarchist or voluntarist or whatever term you want to use, but who don't ever do anything more than just talk about it. And that's not a bad thing to talk about, these ideas, because you got to talk about them if you want them to be real. But it'd be nice to see more people doing more than just posting on Facebook about liberty. And, of course, that's why these migrations of libertarians exist, specifically the most popular one of people moving here to New Hampshire, so we can actually get active and have political successes along with educational ones and helping move an entire populace more in a direction of liberty. I think it's much more worthwhile to actually put some time and effort into it. So I think that's the real dividing line. Are you an anarchist who just talks, or a libertarian who just talks, or do you actually do something more than post a meme on Facebook or change your profile picture?
I think that we can use the internet to be more free. So, for instance, I think Bitcoin is probably the biggest, most successful project for freeing the world. And maybe
good argument for that.
Maybe Ethereum will be the next. When you look at these two projects, you're talking about wresting the state's power from it. Its creation of money is an incredible power that it has.
Yes.
And when Ethereum comes along and, you know, brings the blockchain to law, then you will take, you know, another huge power that the state has. Once it's disempowered in this way, it may very well just shrivel and go away when we have better services. You know, people no longer use the government trolleys in most places in America because, you know, they just didn't provide as good of a service.
Uber and Lyft are better.
Yeah, they are.
So you would say that entrepreneurship over the internet through these through Bitcoin and those cyber secure currencies, and or moving to an area like the Free State Project, those are two of the main influences that someone with a non-aggression principle would be able to do as far as actions goes. Those things would be.
Those are two relatively simple things that can make a difference in someone's life.
If you go out to the central square in your town, you know, the place where that people can go and that nobody goes, but people could go and stand on a soapbox and yell about, you know, how they dislike the government, you haven't done much. You're training yourself. You're learning about how little one can do against these organizations, but you haven't done much to stop these things. So there's people all over America in each of their towns and cities saying, this isn't fair, this is wrong.
Well, look, what
you kind of have to get together with other folks, or you'd have to do something that's working, that kind of thing.
So Bitcoin isn't a political currency. It doesn't have a particular viewpoint. But it is an anti-state currency by its nature, simply because it is outside of the system. Now, there are some people who want the state to have control over it. They want the state to regulate it to death, and those people are a problem. But ultimately, Bitcoin is something that can empower an individual, regardless of what their political belief system is. And it may actually result in some people being more open-minded to more free market ideas, possibly. But regardless, Bitcoin is something that any liberty-minded person can embrace and possibly benefit from. And further, the idea of concentrating activism in one physical geographic area is simply the idea of making what we want to happen, happen faster. What liberty-minded people should want, in my opinion, is more liberty-minded people. To have people around them who are of a like mindset. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want to persuade friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers to come on board with the ideas of non-aggression? Well, here, the easiest way to persuade people is through popularity. Sorry, but the bandwagon approach works, and that's what needs to happen. People in regular life, people who are just, you know, flitting about, going to work and to home and to, you know, the grocery store, right. Those people need to come across the ideas of liberty and take them seriously. And the way they're going to do that is if they encounter them in multiple areas. It used to be I was the guy with the honk if you hate taxes sign on tax day in Sarasota, Florida. That was the only time most people were seeing something that was, you know, an anti-state message like that. They weren't getting it when they were at church. They weren't getting it when they were at their knitting club. They weren't
they
getting
don't
it
want
at school.
It either. Let's point that out. The average 85% of Americans can't pass the citizenship test. Okay? They just can't do it. And that's...
But they want to be friends with people. They still want.
Sure,
they still
sure,
have
sure.
to have social interactions. And if it turns out that the person they're working with, the person at their knitting club, somebody at their church prayer group, somebody, you know, in different areas of their life are freedom advocates, are true libertarians with a truly principled viewpoint, then it's going to start to dawn on them that this idea is becoming popular or is already popular. And they'll be more likely to take it seriously. They'll be more likely to listen. And they'll be more likely to change their minds. So the idea of concentrating activism is a sort of a jump start for what we want to see happen, which is for the ideas of liberty to penetrate into the population and become accepted. Sorry, that was a long rant there, but go ahead.
They believe in democracy so much, and so that is also, you play into their hands of, well, people love this democracy, which is this popular, you know, this so-called popular movement, the 51, you know, ruling the 49%. And so I guess that viewpoint is playing into it, but I would say that you definitely, I would say the Free State Project, something like that, which I haven't done, and I am very much in the, the lollygagging section of the non-aggression voluntarist. But that's the best thing, I would think, that to actually get people around you to change their paradigm.
Yeah, I think it is, and that's why I moved here back in 2006. And it's not just about the Free State Project. The idea, the migration is much larger than them. There's the Shire Society. There's just people who are moving without joining any group whatsoever. They're just coming here because they know this is where the folks are. And it's because of the Free State Project who started this thing. But this is where the people are. This is where the libertarians are, the voluntarists are. Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Hour 2 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.